Hey everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast. I am your host, Jeff Seckendorf, and back with our great friend, Marty Acevedo. Hey, Marty.
Hi.
So Marty is a, spent her career as a registered dietitian and nutritionist and is on the board with the Parkinson's Association here in San Diego and has generously offered to come on and talk a little bit about nutrition and food in general. So today, we're talking about another big buzzword these days, which is fasting. So there's different kinds of fasting, different time periods for fasting. So can you give us like a quick overview on what is fasting?
So fasting is when you don't eat or drink anything for a period of time. Many people do that at times of religious observances for a short period of time. We all pretty much fast during the time that we're sleeping. It's difficult to eat when you're sleeping. But the thing that's come to the forefront for many with Parkinson's is that intermittent fasting may be of benefit to our to help our symptoms. There needs to be a lot more research done on it because nothing's been really definitive, but some people are trying intermittent fasting in a way to control their Parkinson's symptoms. So what they do, there's several ways to do it. The most common probably is to eat for 8 hours during an 8 hour time frame and then not eat anything or drink anything on the remaining 16 hours of the day. So the way you would do that is perhaps have your first meal of the day at 11 a.m. and have two, maybe three meals during that time until 7 p.m. And then at that point, you stop eating and drinking anything. And then so you'd be fasting for the next 16 hours. That puts your body in a minor level of ketosis because your brain is not getting the glucose that it needs continually. And it might shift to ketones for its energy source, which may help symptoms of Parkinson's.
So there's a lot of this might, this may, we're not sure, needs more research, all
definitely,
of that.
Yes.
Are there dangers to fasting, even if you're doing this 8 hour eat, 16 hours off? Are there, can neurogenic orthostatic hypotension or low blood pressure, is there anything connected that way?
Hydration would be of, you really need to watch your hydration with this when you're fasting, because while you can probably still take in water, but if you took in other types of liquids, that would be breaking the fast. So you'd really need to make sure you're getting adequate hydration of 2 liters or so of water or liquids per day, to, especially if you're having orthostatic hypotension or dehydration, any of those types of symptoms.
So there are potentially some benefits. And again, like we talked about in the talk about a keto diet, it seems like if you're fasting, you want to have some medical guidance if you have Parkinson's, right?
Definitely. That's medical guidance for intermittent fasting is critically important because you want to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need, both the macronutrients, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, plus the vitamins and minerals that you need. And if you're only eating in a short time frame, that may be challenging to achieve. The other thing that you really need to think about is the timing of your medication related to the timing of your meals. Because if you have issues with off time related to your meal times because of the protein in your diet, then that's something you need to consider. And if you're not able to eat enough during that 8 hour interval that you're actually able to eat with intermittent fasting and also take your medications during that time, that could be very, very challenging for you.
And there's the other side of the coin, which is trying to take the medication not near protein sources and things like that, right?
Correct, yes.
So, and of course, you know, for me, I look at this and I say, well, how do you exercise outside of that fasting window or outside of that eating window? Because, you know, for me, it's always about, you know, around exercise, you have to fuel it or you don't get the most benefit. So that's another issue, right? Of trying to figure out how to. So now you have to figure out how to take your meds, figure out how to get your exercise in without running out of gas, and still maintain this.
Maintaining an adequate diet that's going to give you the nutrients that you need. So there may be some benefit to fasting. There's a lot of things to think about, and definitely keep your eye out on the research that's coming out related to intermittent fasting and Parkinson's.
Awesome. So there's a quick look at fasting. Go slowly if you're going to try this, and for sure, check with your doctors about it because it can be tricky. So thanks, everybody, for joining us on this episode of the Parkinson's Association Microcast. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all that, and leave us a rating and review. And thanks, Marty, and we'll see you on the next one.